That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, welcome back, Sports Hangover. Had a chance to speak with head coach Billy Napier earlier this morning. Now, again, I'm at Base Camp Atlanta, so I don't have all of the things I would normally have back home. And the speakerphone, which I recorded with my recorder, phone gave it a little interference. It could be a little buzz, a little hiss. I think it's still okay to listen to. I'll make sure it'll be better next week, hopefully, when we have him on. But this was my conversation with Coach Napier from earlier today on the game back on Saturday, a game in which the Cajuns lost at Texas 38-18. It was the first time they had started the season ranked 23rd in the country. Here's what he had to say.
All right, joined now by head coach Billy Napier. Coach, I guess we'll start off with things with good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to a new college football season. How are you?
I'm doing good, Gus. I appreciate you covering our team, and certainly down in New Orleans, man, just want you to know that from our program, you know, that community and you and all the people at the station there, just want you to know that we're thinking about you and do everything we can do to help you.
Coach, you know, one of the things, obviously, that that sports does is it does bring people together, and you saw that this weekend all across the country, and obviously so many teams were focusing, obviously, in South Louisiana, and your part's over there in Cajun country. We were talking about it a little bit before we started talking. Lake Charles, Lafayette kind of got hit last year with some storms. Southeast Louisiana this year. It's always crazy to kind of see how people can come together so quickly when it comes to sports. Huh, Coach, you see so many people really take care of one another, even what Memphis up there is doing with Nichols, your next opponent. But sports can do that thing. It can bring people together, can't it?
That's one of the best things about it, man. You know, I think my experience in football in particular, and certainly playing a lot of other sports growing up, there's no question. The relationships, the life lessons, there's a lot that comes with this game. And certainly one of those things is being there for people when they're going through a difficult time. So one of the great things about this state, you know, I think we always answer the call and kind of rally the troops when other parts of the state needs help. This will be no different. And certainly here in Lafayette, Acadiana, you know, we're putting some things together to try to do the best we can to help out.
Coach, one of the things about sports as well is it's something that people can kind of rally and focus on when they're having their tough times. So the new season started, and you had a ranked matchup, man, for the first time over there in Acadiana, the Cajuns starting the season ranked and getting over to Texas. What was that atmosphere like for your players and really to be able to experience that to start the season over in Texas?
Well, it was a good experience. You know, certainly we didn't get the result that we want, but I do think it helped us in the off season. You know, I think it created a little bit of an edge, knowing that we were going to play a formidable opponent, you know, in a great venue, certainly a Power 5 matchup for us, top 25 matchup, you know, for our program. And, you know, we did a lot of things well, but we certainly didn't earn the right to win, you know, and a lot of that was things that we can correct, things that we can control. We can coach better, and certainly players can play better. So across the board, a good experience, one that I hope we'll use. Certainly, when you get beat, you know, that creates an opportunity, right? And I think that's the big thing for us as a staff and as a team and as an entire organization is to learn those lessons, quality control the weekend, and try to get better here, move forward. Excited about the home opener this week.
38-18, the final, speak with head coach Billy Napier of the Raging Cajuns. You know, Coach, it was 7-3 after that first quarter. I feel like that second quarter was kind of a bit of a turning point to this standpoint where there was a couple of three and outs and Texas got that score as well. Still also 7-3 at the end of that second as well. So you're down 14-6. How did you feel going in at halftime considering really that you guys really hadn't found that rhythm on offense just yet?
Well, you know, I think they did a nice job of keeping the ball. You know, they played keep away a little bit. Part of that was offensively, we weren't able to get to stay on the field, you know, and then defensively, they did a nice job converting on third down. You know, we go back and look at it. I really think third down's a big part of the game. Play count got really out of whack there. You know, going into that 2-minute possession right before the half when we got the field goal, I think the play count was like 39-18. So, you know, the cumulative effect of that, I think, showed up in the second half. We got to play better complementary ball, you know, and I think offensively, you know, we contribute to that, you know, by having a 3-and-out to start the game and then kind of sputtering a little bit, only coming up with 2 field goals in the first half.
Yeah, it was interesting, that field goal, that last one, 44 yards, but still, Coach, you guys kind of ended the half on some momentum there after, you know, kind of struggling to get that rhythm on offense in that second quarter. I guess it kind of shows a little bit of that, you know, not quitting attitude and making sure that you can get the most out of you can and getting some points going into the locker room.
Well, it's the situation we work. You know, we always work 2 minutes right before the half. You know, it's a little bit of a tough deal because you don't want to give them the ball back. But you want to be aggressive once that ball kind of gets into a certain area there. You know, we executed it well. We threw it into field goal range. Nice play over there on their boundary there, close to getting a couple more completions. But, you know, Kenny Almendares came through, 2 field goals in the first half, and really a tough place to play. And it's good to see him growing up. You know, he's a young man that's continued to get better. Still work to do there, but big stage, and he performed.
You know, you take a look at a couple of the highlights in the game, the TV catch and run by Lacy, the sack by Washington. There were some plays being made in that game, though, that absolutely give you a reason to be excited as the season continues, huh, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the tape. I was very pleased. I mean, I think that we've got the makings of a good team. You know, I think we got to focus on ourselves, all the things that we can control, you know, alignment, communication, fundamentals, you know, mental errors, pre-snap penalties, all these things that I consider bad football. We got to get rid of that. You know, we had a few too much, in my opinion, you know, compared to, you know, just our expectation and our standards. So, you know, you got to earn the right to win, and certainly a good lesson for our team. And I'm hopeful, you know, of what this team is capable of going forward.
Coach, is that always the, I guess, the toughest thing to prepare for and be ready, that first game? I mean, obviously in the NFL you have preseason, you can do your scrimmages in college football before the season starts, but you can't simulate that live action, isn't it? It's tough, isn't it?
It is, you know. I think especially when you play, you know, a really big game, a tough game in the opener, you know, you see that, you kind of saw that across college football in some of these big games like Notre Dame, Florida State, Georgia, Clemson. There was a number of other ones where, you know, two relatively good teams, big teams, big games that have implications, you know, into the season. And they are a little sloppy. You know, there's always a handful of mistakes early in the season. You know, you know, we've made our fair share of mistakes, but I'm excited about what I see. You know, I think this group has got the makings of a good team. We're going to figure it out, and I'm excited about getting back to work this week and certainly getting ready for this Nicholls game in the home opener.
All right, let's turn our attention, Coach Billy Napier, to the Nicholls State Colonels here. I mean, this is a team that has kind of been turning some things around the last couple of years and have their own expectations and levels under Coach Tim Rebo. What do you see when you see them coming to town this week?
Well, first of all, we got a lot of respect for their program. You know, Coach Rebo is a great man, and he's done a terrific job leading that program. You know, just being here for a couple of years, having a chance to observe him, you know, how he operates, how he treats people. I think they do a good job evaluating and recruiting the state of Louisiana. And he's got a good football team, a well-coached football team. They're sound in what they do. Certainly you could see even the improvement from the spring season to, you know, the opener versus Memphis. So play a lot of players. The quarterback's dynamic. They've got a receiver that's going to get drafted. And the main thing here is they're sound, and I think they play with effort and toughness. So, you know, a lot of respect. And, you know, know, certainly going to present a number of issues for us that we've got to have a good week of prep for it here to prepare.
Coach, finally, to wrap up, you got two games here over the next 12 days. Is that any challenge, really, that you haven't seen before? I mean, I kind of remember, though, it's kind of the thing that a lot of teams have been doing, and I think you guys have done too, right, where you play on a weekend and you play either a midweek game. So it's kind of been something you guys have done, but it's always a bit of a challenge, right, just to get fresh for that second game against Ohio?
Yeah, it comes with the territory, you know. I think, you know, in group of five, certainly when you have an opportunity to play on national TV, it's a great, great opportunity, great exposure for the program, for the university, for our community, and really for the state of Louisiana. So we embrace that. You know, I think we've got our in-season plan kind of mapped out. You know, we're going to have two of these five-day turnarounds. I think we play a handful of midweek games. So a little bit of a unique schedule this year. You know, a lot of different, you know, midweek games, and certainly 8-day turnarounds, 10-day turnarounds, a couple 5-day turnarounds. But, you know, we've got our plan. We're going to go execute our plan. So I think you got to play them one at a time. You know, as cliche as that sounds, right?
Right.
You know, Saturday home opener against Nichols at 6:00. And really looking forward to playing in front of our folks here, and welcoming Nichols, you know, to Lafayette. Certainly they've been through some tough things, and, you know, like you said before, you know, football this time of year, for people in Louisiana can be a great event and a great opportunity, and certainly we need it at this point in time.
Head Coach Billy Napier, super appreciate you, agreeing to come on board again every Tuesday when we talk to coaches around the state. I think it's a great state of football, and it's always a great opportunity for listeners to kind of, you know, get a look-see as to all the different programs that are going on. So I appreciate you getting a little, cutting out a little time for us every Tuesday this season. Again, I appreciate it.
All right, Gus. I'll see you down the road, man. Thanks for covering our team.
Sounds good. Feel free to go check out the Cajuns over on Twitter at Raging Cajuns FB, and, of course, over online at RagingCajuns.com.
Indeed. Hour number one in the books. Hour two next on ESPN.